This is Ozarks at Large. Earlier this month, the 2013 Northwest Arkansas Education Report Card was released. The document is compiled by the Office for Education Policy at the University of Arkansas in partnership with the Northwest Arkansas Council. It includes several pieces of information about 17 school districts in Benton and Washington counties, including graduation rates, standardized test results, and the demographic makeup of each district. Gary Ritter, the director of the Office for Education Policy at the U of A, says the 16-page report card contains tables and graphs with valuable information. But he advises readers of the report card should see the document's individual contents as part of the educational condition in Northwest Arkansas and not as the whole picture.
You don't want to just look at a single data point, a single point in time, as if that tells the entire story. Of course, it doesn't. I mean, even looking at a trend of data points, for example, I just pulled up the page in front of me and I'm looking at Elkins School District for a few years in a row, and you can see that there's some upward movement in math, for example, or literacy, et cetera. That is Elkins School District as a whole. If I worked for Elkins or was a parent in Elkins, I'd want to know, well, how about grade 5 or grade 6? And it might depend if I'm a parent of a middle schooler or an elementary schooler or a high schooler. So there's all sorts of things underpinning each of these figures. As we said earlier, I think the value is it's the data in one spot, and we can kind of pay attention to overall trends. And then for a parent or a stakeholder who wants to dig further, we provide links and ideas where they can go and really get into these data. But this is a starting point.
The overlooking this report, though, it seems that many of the important benchmark test results are students at the end of the year proficient in the subjects that are being tested. It does seem that overall there has been movement forward.
Overall, we see an upward trend in Northwest Arkansas. However, we also see an upward trend across the state, and this leads to concerns by some, and I think legitimate concerns, that upward trends in benchmark tests or standard state criterion-based standardized assessments are somewhat due to familiarity with the assessment. So to some extent, kids get more comfortable with the test. This is why parents of high schoolers will try to ensure that their kids take the ACT or the SAT a couple times. So what I think we see in the upward movement is, in some part, increased familiarity with the assessment, but certainly, I believe, increased understanding, knowledge, skills by our students. The tough part is sorting out how much of this is familiarity and how much of this is actual learning.
Is that possible to separate that out?
That's a great question. I think the best way to try and do that, you can't separate it out from here, I don't believe, but you can look at other measures that aren't as susceptible to improvements based on familiarity. So there's the NAEP, the National Assessment of Educational Progress, which is a federally mandated assessment that's given to a representative sample of kids every year or so. And it's a representative sample, so it's different students in different years. There's not test familiarity, but it's given to enough students so you can make judgments about the educational improvement of an entire state and even of some metro areas that are large enough across the country. According to the NAEP, we've also seen improvement over the past 10 years, the past 5 years or so. However, somewhat similar to these scores, our improvement has leveled off a bit.
There is an end-of-year exam taken by many students that tests proficiency in geometry, in algebra, in literacy, and biology. Geometry, algebra, and literacy have had decent to better numbers. For many of the school districts, for a majority of the school districts in Northwest Arkansas, biology, the proficiency numbers are very low. And that's almost across the board.
That is across the board. But the important thing to look at there is statewide, the biology numbers are also very low. Indeed, the biology test was introduced years after the other tests.
So going back to that perhaps familiarity.
Exactly. We are above the state average in biology, and some of our districts are quite good. A handful of districts have biology scores that look like their other scores, almost. Bentonville, for example, has 75%, 74% proficient or above in biology. However, some districts in our area have percentages around 37, 39%. It's a tough exam. Statewide, the passage rate for biology was only 44%, whereas the other subjects, 70, 80%.
I think the challenge here is for people who put together these sorts of reports to try to educate those of us who read them what we are and what we are not seeing. Because there's a knee-jerk thing, oh, if this district is only at 25 proficiency in biology and this one 74, does that mean the first school district that's lower is doing something incredibly not as well as the other district?
That's a great question. And as you were asking it, I thought, I'm not sure we've done it as well as we could. Each year we try and do it a little better. Part of our job is to try and take data and put it in a format that is accessible. Now you can see it. We also have to try to figure out a way to help parents make sense of it. And it's a challenge. It's not obvious what to do. If you have the answer, please tell me. I'd love to know. You raise an interesting question. What about a district that has apparently fantastic scores and another district that has apparently lousy scores? How do you make sense of that? Well, I think you want to pay attention to context. Everyone in this world who studies these figures, who lives in schools, who works in schools, understands that there are different challenges brought to the classroom by kids who are economically disadvantaged as compared to more affluent children. Doesn't mean, certainly shouldn't mean, we give up and say, oh, those children can't be taught. That would be silly, and if I thought that, I shouldn't be teaching. However, it is more challenging. So if you're looking at one district, let's say, that has a great number of affluent kids and we're at 80%, and the district down the road serving nearly all economically disadvantaged kids is at 70%, you might want to say, wow, that district down the road is doing a great job somehow with all the challenges they face, still getting nearly as many kids over the proficiency bar. All of that long-winded answer to say, I think you have to pay attention to context.
At the end of this report, there are comparisons to other regions, Chicago, Huntsville, Alabama. The reason for including that?
So one question we get when we put out the Northwest Arkansas report card gets at the idea of, or the argument that, okay, you're doing great compared to the state of Arkansas, but I'm concerned that the state of Arkansas might not be a high enough bar. Let's say you're an employer hoping to draw people in from other areas of the country and they perhaps have a negative perception of the state overall. First of all, that negative perception is exaggerated. Statewide, we do roughly average on most educational figures. Nevertheless, if folks want to come in and consider living here and they're presented with data that say, well, we're some of the top districts in the state of Arkansas, that might not appear to be as much high praise as the parents might want when they're considering, you know, uplifting their whole family, uprooting their whole family and moving to Arkansas. Because this document was supported by the Northwest Arkansas Council, they care about the region, they care about folks in the region, they also care about businesses in the region being able to recruit potential employees. So this is a real concern for the Northwest Arkansas Council. How do recruits convince their families and spouses and whomever that is a good idea to come and live in Northwest Arkansas? So our idea was to take one of our districts. We might do this differently in the future, but a district that's viewed by many as a high-achieving district, Bentonville, has very high numbers, high fractions of kids achieving at high levels on these exams, a decent graduation rate, and compare that district's results to districts across the country that look like either peer regions or competitor regions. So there, we looked at a district around Cincinnati where folks from Procter & Gamble might come. We took regions from which we might imagine employees recruiting potential employers, and you picked a relatively high-achieving school district from each of those regions and then laid them out against each other. And what we found was Bentonville was right in the mix of high-achieving school districts across the country.
You mentioned to put this in context. So if I'm a parent or a stakeholder and I'm looking at this report, because you don't get into the weeds with this report. That's one of the things I like about it, because it's something that if I'm not a PhD or an academic official, I can still understand the graphs and bars. But what is your advice for someone examining this report card, this 16, 17-page report card, and how to use it?
So if you don't want to get into the weeds, if you're like you
right.
you don't want to get into the weeds, you just like to know how we're doing roughly.
Right.
I think this tells a useful and important story. For example, if you aren't interested in getting in the weeds, to continue to use that phrase, you might have this belief that we have poor schools, we're not doing that great. Well, now you'd learn that there's a more nuanced view, that indeed some of our schools perform well above the state average. Our region as a whole performs well above the state average. You'd find out that if you pick an exemplar district, it performs as well as high-achieving districts from across the country. You'd learn that our smaller, more rural high schools have better graduation rates than the Big Five high schools. But the Big Five high schools have better test scores. You can learn a lot about the region just from looking at this overview. However, if you're looking at it as a parent from Springdale or Rogers or Decatur and you want to know how your district's doing, I would start here and look how our scores compare with nearby districts. But then I'd head to our website or others to dig in further and find out, what about the particular schools in Decatur? Which ones are doing particularly well? How are we serving kids in literacy as compared to math? Those sorts of things. So I think this can be viewed as a tip of the iceberg, and maybe that's all you're interested in. But if you want to look more, this can provide a nice starting point.
Gary Ritter is the director of the Office for Education Policy at the University of Arkansas. The OEP produced the just-released 2013 Northwest Arkansas Report Card in partnership with the Northwest Arkansas Council. The report can be found at officeforeducationpolicy.org.